JP on Twitter. And on the phones, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Anytime you want to be part of the show.
Who is this, Brad?
Rainbow.
Rainbow, yeah.
Ah, got it.
Is it Kill the King?
Hey,
there you go.
Boom. JR or Monica, do you guys know who Lola Kirk is?
I don't.
Actress?
JR, I don't.
No, I don't.
She was at the Golden Globes. Apparently, she got death threats for having hairy armpits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Aren't there worse things in the world to get death threats over?
Lola Kirk stirred controversy on Sunday at the Golden Globes when she wore a Paul Ryan pin and bared her hairy armpits on the red carpet. The actress showed that though she was wearing a flowery pink gown, she wasn't buying into traditional gender norms, Raj.
Oh.
The
All right.
Mozart in the Jungle star.
Oh, that's where she's from. I've heard of that show. It's on my Amazon queue. I see it there, and I'm like, I gotta watch. I keep hearing about it. I should try watching it.
Posted that's a photo of herself on Instagram and implied that people sent her death threats on social media for showing off her hairy underarms. Kirk showed that she's not embarrassed at all by all the chatter and said, quote, thanks to all you beautiful people who didn't send me death threats on account of my hashtag awesome hashtag hairy armpits. You rule.
I don't understand that.
As for the pin, she told Elle, quote, Paul Ryan, who cares about the pin? That's a deal breaker for me, the hairy armpits.
It's disgusting, and I don't know why a girl would do it. But why is someone, if I don't like the look of it, just look away? Like, why am I death threats?
Because people are dicks, and they got big balls behind a keyboard.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
That to me is like a deal breaker. It really is.
If my wife
decided that she, all of a sudden she was going to start growing out her hairy armpits, I just write her the check. And
clearly, how much you need?
Clearly, at that point, we are on different paths.
I mean, like, what about, like, you know, she doesn't shave for a day. I don't know how hairy your wife gets, but, like, and there's just a little tiny stubble and, you know, I forgot to.
That's fine. One thing I probably won't even notice.
Even the legs,
but if
they grow out a little bit,
you know,
and she hasn't got a chance.
If she's hanging out on the couch and she's wearing a tank top or whatever it is, and all of a sudden I see hair coming out of there.
Right.
And we then have a toy. I'm like, what is that? Well, yeah, no, I've decided not to shave my armpits anymore. There is a very big, uncomfortable discussion that is about to happen. And I'm not trying to be tough. I'm not. Clearly, at that point, we are going different directions.
But what she still smells good.
Chick?
Yeah, she's got deodorant on. She's just doing it. She's going through a phase.
Yeah, but if it's long enough to braid, it's not cool.
No, if all of a sudden she's like, you know, I just decided that I don't want to keep up on myself like that anymore. I'm not going to shave my legs. I'm not going to shave my armpits. Gots to go. I'm not even joking. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm not trying to be tough. I'm just saying we are no longer compatible.
You're not thinking in the same mode.
Does she have the same thing for you? Like, you know, X is clearly, you know, we're on different pages and that's...
There was a point early on in our relationship. I had never manscaped before. Her. You know, and this we're talking, but I'm talking about, you know, we're together 20 years now. So early on, she was like, listen, you got to do something about that thing, you know? And I did.
Did you have, like, Ted Lindley jungle hair? Special Ted jungle hair?
Yeah, like, you're talking 20
right,
years ago.
Normal.
We all did.
Yes.
But was there zero attention paid to it, or just not as much as you probably should have?
I want to say probably zero, but nobody even talked. Hold on a second, Monica. 20 years ago.
Don't you judge.
Wait a second, though. 20 years ago, manscaping was not a thing. It was not a thing. Guys were just guys.
Right.
It wasn't until, like, I would say a few years after Roger and I started doing the show where it became a popular thing.
Right.
And everybody started manscaping kind of thing.
Right. Same kind of with the girl, too, though. I mean, it was a little unkempt for a while.
Absolutely
there.
Right.
No, absolutely.
So people back then had hair in those places, like, and it was the norm?
Commonly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
And then women led the way with cleaning up the areas
and
looking neater, and then guys followed after that.
And I think the only reason guys followed along and kept up with it is because it made them look bigger.
And that's what they were doing in porn.
Makes me look
like, that must be what I have
You
to
know,
do.
And then became, there were articles all over the place, and it was they were manscaping and metrosexuals and all the other nonsense.
Right, and that's even later.
And it became important to women for guys to be kept, whatever the word is.
I think we might have always wanted it, but then you're right. It just became, I guess, guys kind of acquiesced after a while. Maybe, you know.
And then when you realized it was something that was important to them, you just did it because you wanted the same in return or whatever it is. But if now, all of a sudden, after all these years, she decided to have hairy armpits, I'm out.
Well,
I'm
not like,
I'm out. No, I'm out. I'm out.
Discussion? Come on, shave that. You know,
we'll have a discussion.
Aren't you willing to?
We will have a discussion about it.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it. But if she decided to say, you know what, I'm sick of it, and I'm gonna not, you know, worry about hairy legs, and I'm not worrying about my armpits. Well, then you're not worried about being married. And we will be really great parents.
Oh, but we come gotta do on. I feel like you're just
no. It's because I think it's gross. I think it's gross.
It
I think
is
it's
gross.
Unsexy. I think it's unattractive.
But what about...
And I'm entitled to think that way.
What if she just still smells good? You don't have to look. Nobody's telling you to stare at her armpits all day. Like
I won't be able to get over it.
What if she has sleeves on so you can't see it and she clearly smells... She wears deodorant and she smells
nice. I won't be able to deal with it.
But she takes her panties off and...
Don't you guys remember like the issue I found? Remember I hooked up with that girl. She had a hairy nipple.
Yeah.
Okay. One hair on the nipple, and I never spoke to her again.
Yeah, that's true. You are pretty harsh.
Why are you guys doubting me here?
But this is different. This isn't a woman you're dating once. This is your wife of how many years?
Your mother of your children.
Wouldn't you have more patience for it?
No, because at that
point,
we are just clearly going in different directions.
Maybe it's just a phase, though.
Kind
of like if she didn't like you growing a beard. She'd be like, I don't know, I hate the beard, but you go through it, and then eventually you shave it because, you know, maybe I don't like it either. I mean, it could take months.
I get it, though. I absolutely get it, though. If there's something you are not, it's just, you know, isn't you're not attracted to, and if you just met her instead of, you know, knowing her all these years, you would not like her because of that one thing. It's that bad. I get it. Makes sense.
I just couldn't, I'm not doing this.
I've dealt with, first of all, you know, you expect this, my hippie brother's wife. She has and has often hair under her arms.
Yeah, but your brother stinks. So they're those two are two pieces
they're meant
of pod
to be together.
And they are meant for each other.
And she always wears tank tops around the house.
Oh,
and
Jesus
she's always.
See, yeah.
And I always wonder what my mom's thinking when she watches her cook dinner and she reaches up to the cabinet.
Oh,
and I think
Christ.
My mom is like, you know, she doesn't want to see that ever. But and when she wears like shorts and sandals, sometimes you'll see like a little black, you know, on the legs. You'll notice that the hair is getting there. So I'm kind of used to it with her. It doesn't repulse me.
It's like the parking lot of a Fish concert.
A little bit.
That's horrible.
But this past New Year's, we spent with friends, and my buddy's niece came by, and she is a girl who's just in college, and she has been questioning on Facebook her direction in life sexually for years, since high school. Doesn't know if she's really should be a guy. She's gone through phases where she wore, like, flannel. Her hair was extra short. She looked like just like a good-looking guy.
Okay.
And now she's at the point where she's she's a very pretty girl. Her face like Natalie Portman.
Dare say
like
beautiful?
That. Beautiful. Absolutely. No question about it. We'd all agree. And she has, the short hair with the bleach tops, you know, the whole thing. And she came to New Year's Eve. She looked like a girl. She went a tank top and jeans, just regular. And she lifted her arms. There is just
You see?
This big thing of long black hair under there, like mine or yours.
Now, when she lifted her arm, did anybody go, oh, God?
No. Yeah. Nobody did, but I know everybody in the room went, oh. Because it just didn't fit. You know what you saw? You were like, oh, look, she's really, maybe now she's in this point where she's embracing her femaleness and she's okay. And, you know, and she seemed very happy with herself because she's been up and down. So she seemed very happy. And then her arm went up. And I know everybody's brain was like, oh, it's too bad.
What a wreck. Yeah.
You know, so what I don't know where she's going to go, but that must be her statement. So maybe this actress, it's a statement thing.
So the parents can't even talk to her about it? Like,
they have. You know, it's tough when you have a kid who's since 14 to 20 now, she's been questioning her the whole time. How do you handle that as a parent? It's difficult.
Yeah, you hide.
Well, they're not. You know, her dad works a lot. Maybe he's hiding at work.
Exactly.
Her mom has been dealing with it the whole time and trying to make sense out of it, which is impossible.
Probably drinking a lot, too.
He might be. I don't know that for a fact.
But you know what? For a... Like a...
No, I honestly don't know.
If you had to make an educated guess, a hypothesis, if you will, would you be willing to hypothesize his drinking has increased?
I would think a little bit, especially on the weekends.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you deal with a kid who isn't sure what sex they are.
I guess,
I think that's a tough one.
I guess you just support him.
So her latest thing is looking like straight on. She's accepting the female thing, except for, poof, the men armpit hair. But again, it could be just a statement. I think a lot of times it's a statement of rebellion or whatever.
It's so gross. It is. It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. I can handle it. I don't find it as gross as you, but I don't find it attractive either. You know what I mean?
Okay, so if you were single.
It's not hot.
If you were single and you were on a date, you're having a great date, and all of a sudden, say you're at like wherever you are, and she just like her hands ends up in the air, and you see
you see
hair in the armpit. You're gonna go on date number two? Not a chance.
I might.
No way.
To give it another shot and see if maybe.
Oh, you're so
cool.
No, you're not.
I probably after one or two, I'd be done. I might give it a second shot. I don't know why, but I might give it a second shot if it was a really cool date and she was hot. No, absolutely. But.
She's not hot. She's got hairy armpits,
I would get
dude.
It done. I told you, it doesn't repulse me as much, but it's not
hairy
super attractive.
Hairy armpits drop a 9 to a 6.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
if
I'm
she
saying?
She keeps her arms down, though. She's hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good. If you could just keep her arms tied behind her back, you'd be great.
Yeah. Let me just tie these down for you.
You can't even tie her up. You got to tie it to the bedpost. Oh, yeah, let's put those arms back down.
Eric's online, too. Hey, Eric. Roger, JP. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know that I'm 31, and I've been shaving my armpits since I was 16. It's unbelievable feeling. It feels so clean, refreshing, doesn't feel dirty. Deodorant doesn't get clumped up and stuck to you. It feels great.
See, now here's the thing. I hate body hair. I hate body hair on men, on women. I hate it. And I would do it. But I think guys are just supposed to have, like, hair on their legs. They're supposed to have hair under their arms.
Yeah.
We're just supposed to have hair under your arms. And it feels, as a guy, it just feels so clean. Like, y'all should try it at least once, see how it feels. And
I got to be honest with you.
Since I was 16, I never went back.
I'm willing to give that a shot.
Yeah, I would be, too.
I'm willing to give that a shot.
I'll trim it. Because you don't want it all sticking out. Like, with your arms down, you don't want it sticking out of this.
So, you shave the whole thing, razor, like you buzz it first, and then razor?
I don't have to buzz it anymore because I just, every few days in the shower, once it just, starts to get stubble, I just shave it with a razor, and that's that, and then I'm done. And y'all are going to have to buzz it because I'm sure y'all's is like a bush under there.
I have never once touched my armpit hair.
Seriously?
Never.
Right. Oh, yeah, you gotta.
And then
never.
Get back on air and say tell everybody how it feels because I'm telling you'll never
do that. I don't think I do, though. Right. Hold on a second.
Well, let's see. I was just going to say, what are you working with then, JP? If you've never touched it, is it gross? And is your wife disgusted by it?
I think that's just normal dude.
Face
armpit
the camera.
Hair.
She can't see.
Can you see?
Your mic is right in front of it.
From the side, though.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, that's right? Not bad at all. Oh, you're fine.
From the side,
you're
it
fine.
Looks mustache thick, though. Like, from the side. Like, it's got a curl to it.
You're
on
fine.
The top, it goes like a wave. And it looks on the top there. Yeah, that's like mustache thick.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think I'm chilling.
I guess at some point it stops growing and
it's
just you have what you have.
It's
but I don't know.
Control.
I feel like once in a while I trim mine so it doesn't get too long.
Hey, JR, do black guys get like afro hair under the armpits?
Oh my God.
Like curly?
Yeah, it depends. Like for me, I got it's like a pressed kind of hair. It's like permed. It's really straight. But then I got my brother, like my other younger brother, it's like really curly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all brown kids are different.
Yeah. Yeah, basically all brown kids are different.
You throw a little jerry curl on that bitch?
Yeah. Put a little mousse in it.
You get a statement shaved into it.
Yeah, I braid it. Make it, dread it up a little bit.
Right. He's got Radio Life shaved into it.
Yeah, get a Nike swoosh by my balls.
Hey, so creative.
Chris on line 3. Go ahead, buddy.
How you guys doing? Love the show. That's funny. I'm actually mixed as well. I'm African-American Irish. And it just depends on how long it is down there. It can be, the short little squigglies, or it can just be an all-out fro. My chest hair is the best, though. Those just curl up like a tight little pig's tail. But the reason I called in, the hair under the armpits in a woman, if she's gorgeous, I don't think it's a deal-breaker. But what I'm okay with maybe is shag carpet upstairs and a nice smooth tile floor downstairs, if you get me.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Shag carpet upstairs. You really
so
be
you're
all right
okay
with that.
With
wow.
Hairy armpits, but then she's got to be bald down below.
I'm not putting my mouth in an armpit, So what do I care? And if she's a 10 walking around, I love it. I tell her to wear short stuff and show it off. because I want a guy to look at my 10 and then go, oh, my God, stay away, dude. That's mine.
Yeah. All right, man. Like that. To each his own, Chris. I think you're a little crazy. I think a 10 goes to 7 with hairy armpits.
But he uses the armpits as a keep the other guys away type thing. That's pretty good. It's a good strategy.
You know what, though?
They are down most of the time.
If that's the case, get some glue on armpit hair so you know it's fake at least. You know? Jason on line 4, go.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, I just want to say I'm with you, JP. You know, when I was 14, 15, started getting a little fluff down there. I haven't touched it since then. I don't need
Where?
To. Why? On my armpits.
Oh.
It stays right there. It hasn't gotten any longer. It's not like it keeps growing like your head hair. It just stays there. You don't got to groom it. You don't got to mess with it.
I wish my head hair would keep growing. That's the whole unfair part thing about unfair thing about being a dude, man.
Keep it hairy,
like,
Jason.
Thanks, Jason. It's like, you know, it's like your hair, you lose your hair on your head, but it pops up everywhere else.
Yes.
It just sucks.
You are not joking.
I'm supposed to sit down next week.
Eventually, you'll have to shave your ears.
I'm supposed to sit down next week for that neograph thing get that ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous about that.
Yeah.
I'm excited and nervous. I saw a picture of myself.
Because you don't want it to start and have it not look good or have it look weird whatever.
Yeah, I got a million questions before.
You don't want to look half done.
Right. Well, I don't think it's ever the case, but nope. I got a million questions about it. Because it's like, you know, it's like a, I don't know, that's like a thing, man. I saw a picture.
Is that the one they take the hair from the back of your head, put it on top?
They take out individual pieces of hair.
From the back, though, yeah.
Individual pieces of hair, yeah.
Put it up top.
And they put it up. They just fill it. See, they're telling me that I'm the perfect candidate for it because I haven't lost too much yet.
Mm-hmm.
But. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
I don't know how you're going to look with a full head of hair, though, GP.
I'm not looking to go full head. I'm just looking to fill in the stuff. I'm not I don't need to, to me, I don't need to fix the hairline, the receding hairline. That is what it is.
Mm-hmm. So you would leave the front where it is?
I'm going to do whatever they tell me. Mm-hmm. Like the top part is just thin. Yeah, I'm just looking at thicking it up a little bit.
And I'm back here.
Yeah, I want to go back to being able to go to the beach and not getting, like, forgetting that I have that happening and getting sunburn on top of my head and chunks of skin falling off my head.
Now, will you dye your hair once you get it all full?
No, those days are over. I used to. Because I went gray young. I told you that. I went gray young. So I used to dye my hair.
I'm glad you don't anymore yet.
Too much upkeep. I don't got time for it. I really don't.
Well, Roger and JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio.
Now listen, if I'm nothing, if I'm not honest, you know what I'm saying?
After 1:30, the top 10 list. Drew Garabo live coming up at 2. We'll be right back.
On 102.5.